Welcome to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. When I heard today's guest for the first time, I did a double take at my speakers because her voice is just incredible. She's like a force of nature. Her name is Grace Cummings. She's from Melbourne, Australia, and a little while ago, she came halfway around the world and performed in front of a live World Cafe audience. She also had a conversation with me about her new album, Storm Queen, how she discovered her voice, and what America means to a person who grew up in Australia. She also taught me and the audience a great Australian piece of slang, which you will get to learn too later on in this session. We begin with her live performance of her song, Heaven. Now brace yourself, because she's about to blow you away. This is Grace Cummings on World Cafe.
Oh, Let the breeze wash away all your tears. It's not heavy, it's just easier here. I'd fly my kite all the time, and I would never think to worry. No, I would never feel any pain. I would lie my head on my pillow.
You just heard Grace Cummings on World Cafe performing in front of a live audience. I'm Raina Duris. Grace Cummings is my guest today. Her latest album is called Storm Queen. Grace, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your voice is stunning, and I think everybody in the room probably agrees with me.
Thank you.
When did you discover that you were capable of so much vocal power?
I don't know. I had this like one, I don't know. I think I was always kind of loud and performative and all that kind of stuff. I think I had this one time, George Harrison died, and then the concert for George happened a year after that, and I was a kid. My parents were watching it. I was watching it with them, and then I realized my parents were such Beatles fans, and I am too, and they were playing some Beatles songs, and I went into the bathroom and I sang them to myself. I realized that I knew every word to all of the songs, and I was singing to myself, and I don't think I'd ever done that before. And I realized how good it felt to have that sound come out of your mouth, you know. And I don't know, I just kept kept doing that. It feels good. It's like going for a swim or jumping in like cool ocean water or something.
What was your parents' reaction hearing you through the bathroom door singing like that?
Oh, I don't know. Probably shut up.
I mean, your voice is a natural fit for live performance on a stage, but these songs also have a real intimacy to them. It's like you're bearing your soul to us in a way. I know you wrote most of them in your bedroom in Melbourne. Could you talk about what was going on in Melbourne while you were writing this album?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. The world's kind of collapsing, you know, kind of quite literally. I mean, I wrote a lot of it, you know, I started writing a bunch of stuff from, you know, my first album and into the second album when Victoria, where I live in Australia, was quite literally burning, you know, and then, you know, throughout a pandemic as well. And that is not to say at all that they're pandemic songs, but I think that they're very kind of perhaps insular just as a result of that, you know.
Yeah. What has it been like living in Australia during the last couple of years? How restricted has your movement been?
It's been really hectic. I live in Melbourne, which had, as far as I know, the longest lockdown in the world. It was very strict. We had, you know, curfews, no going outside after 8 o'clock p.m., no going outside at all except for 1 hour a day for exercise and going to the doctor or like shopping or whatever. And that lasted for a really long time. And, you know, it was really kind of tough. And I didn't want to play music at all. I didn't feel like it. Like I didn't feel like doing anything creative. I had no motivation. There was nothing going on. I bought a new sewing machine and like befriended some octogenarians from Ohio about quilting. And I started making quilts and stuff because it was like the perfect mix of something creative and something, you know, kind of mathematical that you couldn't really hate yourself for it. And if you made a mistake, you'd just go over and do it again, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, writing music and all that kind of stuff goes, you know, it was really hard. Like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to write about? What am I supposed to think? There's nothing in my head, you know.
What got you to do it again?
I don't know. Sometimes you just do, really.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Grace Cummings on World Cafe. You self-produced this album partly out of necessity because of COVID lockdowns. Producing is one of those terms that can mean a whole bunch of different things. So what did it mean for you? What does it look like when you are producing a record?
Well, first of all, it looks like a bunch of other people around me as well. We couldn't rehearse. We couldn't, you know, get together. And so I kind of had to have these ideas for what I wanted for all of these songs in my head. And because I can't, you know, be the hero of these instruments, I kind of, I don't know, use my voice to sing to a lot of people, but also just kind of theatrically act it out, I suppose. You know, like I remember I was talking to Harry Cooper, who plays saxophone on Storm Queen, so I have to kind of get up and do it like a little Kate Bush or something. But filthy, but like dirty, filthy, like just filthy. You know, stuff like that, and tell them, you know, how it's supposed to feel, what I'm supposed to think of, you know, like I'm thinking of an ocean or I'm thinking of this or that, you know, and hopefully they know what I'm talking about.
We're going to hear you play Storm Queen live a little bit later, but let's just hear a clip of that so we can hear that saxophone. So that's a bit of Storm Queen from the album Storm Queen from Grace Cummings. And we're not hearing the saxophone in these live performances today, but on the album you have that, you have the baritone sax, you have the theremin in the song that we heard, Fly a Kite. These instruments are tonally quite similar to a human voice a lot of the time. Why did you choose instruments like that?
I chose instruments like that, I think, because you're working with not very much, right? And I think it's not, I mean, it's safe to say, you know, I'm quite a dramatic person, and I, you know, if you have the opportunity to have, you know, the place that I've got and the, you know, sitting here in front of all you being able to do, like, why not do those, you know, big dramatic things, you know? And I think that working with so little because of the pandemic and not having a band and all that kind of stuff, what sounds create all of that emotion that a voice can, that can sound like, you know, a 12-piece band, or can, you know, like evoke that kind of stuff. It's a baritone sax, you know, crying, or, you know, the theremin to me sounded like, you know, a cowboy whistling on a hay bale or something like that, you know, like all those really kind of emotional, big sounds that take you out of where you are.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
The next song you're going to play for us is called Two Little Birds. Could you tell us about this song before we hear it?
Yeah, Two Little Birds is a song that I wrote. I mean, I won't say specifically, but I guess about, you know, things that aren't very nice happening to you, and kind of when those things happen in life, sometimes your brain or your little mind or your little visitor that's in your head floats away a bit and goes into the tree and is a little bird instead of being in the body that's going through that horrible thing. You know, imagine that. You know, if you could do that, if you were that bird or whatever, you know.
You can play whenever you're ready. Two Little Birds from Grace Cummings.
Thank you. I'm going to get my band back up here. Come on, guys, where'd you go?
To be up in the canopy, nothing but rain, and I feel no shame. She's here, and it's all
you. This is Cale Kelly. Freak is a love song that I wrote for myself when I needed it, and I don't need it anymore. So now it's a love song for anybody else that needs one.
Babe, be proud to speak out loud. Open your mouth, people do hear. Try holding your head a little higher up in the air. Try to care just for now. Don't blink your eyes, you don't wanna cry. Take your precious mind and point it out. You're one of those freaks.
Good. This is a song called Raglan. Played a little differently. Thank you.
do some picking.
Performing in front of a live World Cafe audience, Grace Cummings. That song is from her new album, Storm Queen. You're also an actor. You're a stage actor.
Yeah.
What kind of productions have you acted in?
A few. The one that I finished recently, I played a German woman in a two-hander. I pretended that I could speak German. And I can't.
Can we hear?
Nah, no way. but I quickly learned the accent and a few of the German things that I had to say, and I got the gig, and it was great. But it's kind of funny doing both of those things.
Yeah, I would imagine that there are parallels there.
Yeah, there are some, but also I think the funniest thing is, you know, mainly there's not, you know. I don't know why, like, you know, there are things that are obviously really similar, but some things that it's just, there's so much more discipline being an actor, I think, or for myself, you know.
Really, that's interesting. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because I have to... and in my case, loosely fit the mold of the writer and director, and try and get the best thing out of something that somebody else has created.
Right.
And this, you can kind of go rogue, and people think, you know, you did it on purpose. And you can accept that and move on, you know, and you can, I don't know, you have more control, and you steer it in the direction that you want to take it in. It all sounds, you know, pretty stupid.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Grace Cummings on World Cafe today. Her new album is called The Storm Queen. I noticed as I was listening through your album, there's a lot of little references that you drop to American pop cultural things. There's Highway 61, Stetson Hats, the poet Robert Frost is in there. As someone who grew up in Melbourne, what does the idea of America symbolize to you?
It might be the land of Oz. You know, like the cowboy is, you know, may as well be a unicorn to me, you know. And we have cowboys in Australia as well. They're different cowboys, though. You know, we muster cattle over, you know, Darwin or whatever we were talking about the other day. You know, we've got cowboys, but the American cowboy may as well be, you know, a unicorn. It's this fantastical image of freedom or something like that to me. And also, when we find out who the Wizard of Oz is, he's just a really small man behind a curtain, you know. But it's big. He puts out this big thing. He's a big, powerful Wizard of Oz, you know. He's just a man. And I think that American culture is, you know, a lot of people really trying to get that going, saying, no, look at me, look at this beauty, look at that, you know, look at me riding free over the land on my horse, you know, I'm big, I'm everything, you know. Yeah. And that is just a, you know, like a really beautiful thing for me to think of, I think, you know, when you run away with your, and only Australians would understand this, Blinky Bill pack across your shoulder. What do you think
Blinky,
you're doing?
Blinky Bill?
Blinky Bill is a little koala. Blinky Bill is a little koala cartoon that has a stick with a bit like a little bandana attached to it, and he puts all his belongings in it and he carries it over his shoulder. And when you're a kid, or when I was a kid, I said to my mum, I'm running away, and I had my Blinky Bill pack. But now when I'm an adult and I want to run away, what do you want to be? You want to be a cowboy. What does a cowboy mean? It means there's nothing but you in the land, you know?
In the first line of the title track, Storm Queen, you mention folk singer Townes Van Zandt. What's his significance to you?
There's a big significance with Townes and me. I think Townes, has, just like Dylan, kind of saved my life in lots of different ways, and is just, I don't know, let's get all metaphorical about it, maybe that'll make more sense. You know, maybe if you were that cowboy and you did get on that hay bale at the end of the day and you did smoke that ciggy and you did have that whistle and there was nobody there and you listened to Townes, you'd feel okay. You know what I mean? That's what Townes is to me.
This is Storm Queen from Grace Cummings, live for World Cafe.
It could be
Thanks.
Grace Cummings live for World Cafe. Her latest album is called Storm Queen. It is out now. Grace, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.